Wednesday, 3rd of May, sein ihr, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, De Broche on Sea. De Broche on Sea.
We have time to get to the Brooklyn coffee too. Good morning. Actually, just two nights ago, somebody asked me. He has every morning a tea and a banana. And on the banana, he makes hadoma, and the tea, he makes shahako. And his question was, should he make first the hadoma on the banana, or first the shahakal on the tea? And I told him, I think you should make first a shahakal on the tea, and then a hadoma on the banana. So I know you're looking at me and thinking I'm crazy.
Sure.
You want me the first? So I'll try and explain myself. So I'd like to explain, it's not so posh, but I'd like to explain what the svara, at least to do that, would be. And as a shem, if we have time, I'd like to explain something else as well. A short time ago, I was reading in Shuvos VaHanhogos from Reb Moshe Sternbuch, and he brings there a Maisa Rav with the Chofetz Chaim, that he used to drink tea, and he would have sugar with the tea in order to sweeten the tea. But he would put a sugar cube, it seems, in his mouth, and then drink the tea going through the sugar cube. And he would make the shahakol on the sugar and part of the tea. That's what he would do. And Reb Moshe Sternbuch says he doesn't understand for a number of reasons. It's schwer to him, it's difficult. He says he thinks he should have made the shahakol on, he doesn't understand why we wouldn't make the shahakol on the tea. Because l'choyra, the tea is the ikar, and the sugar is serving the tea, it's a toffel, it's there to sweeten the tea. So l'choyra, the bracha should have been on the ikar. Then he adds and says, another reason, he says, that I think that you should have made the bracha on the tea, the shahakal on the tea, rather than on the sugar, is because sugar is a major machloikus, whether it's shahakal or not. This is Aloch and Shulchan Aruch, talks about ala sukkar. We make a shahakal. But that's not really because we paskin sugar as shahakal. Sugar is a sofik, what bracha to make on sugar is a sofik, what bracha to make on sugar. The Rambam says, "Al konim hamatukim on the sweet sugar canes, shemavashlem oisom achi kofu vidomu lemelach. You cook them until it becomes sugar. So until it becomes it looks similar to salt, meaning turn the sugar canes into sugar. Goes through the whole process. Roiv goinim oimrim shu beipri adomo. Most goinim the bhag paskin it's adomo." And some say on sugar you make our eights. Tosfos, for example, Kitz and Borchim, says sugars are eights. They say the sugar canes, Pasuk says Yarim, Davshi, sugar canes have a din of a tree. So it's eights. Vaniya Yomer, says the Rambam, I say, Loyeu Elu Akonim, Yosem Midvash Tmorim, Vemborchim on Shakel. The Rambam says he thinks it's Shakel, and it's a major machloikus. We're showing him whether sugar is Hadoma or Ho'et or Shahakol. Maybe later on a bit in the Shia, when we discuss the tea, we'll understand a little bit why it should be Hadoma, Ho'et or Shahakol. But, right. But either way, the tour argues the Rambam. It says, I don't understand why the sugar should be Shahakol. He says, when they plant the sugar canes, the purpose of planting them is to get to the sugar. So basically,
you grow tea leaves.
That's right. That's what we'll get to. That's right. When you plant the sugar canes, the purpose is for sugar. So if you want to know what the form of this fruit or this vegetable, this adoma or this pre-adoma or this pre-eight is, it's sugar. That's the correct way to eat it, and therefore it should be adoma. Yeah. That's the Torah's question, and the Beis Yosef says divrei tamim. The Beis Yosef says I think the Torah is right on his question on the Rambam. Nevertheless. Keeping the plukta, since it's machloikas, make a shahakal. We all know the Mishnah, akulam im om a shahakal ni bedvara yotso, a shahakal is yet moiti anything. So if there's ever machloikas a poiskim, that's talocha, you make a shahakal. So although the Beis Yosef says I side more with the Torah, the retamhein, it seems that sugar should be either adoma or eight. Nevertheless, the maisa that's a shittas a Rambam that says a shahakal, so we make on sugar shahakal. The Taz seems to learn the Ikab Sak is Sadoma. He agrees that Misofik can make a Shahakul. But so there is a halach in Mechaber that Sugar Shahakul. But it's not because Sugar's really Shahakul. It's because there's a Shittas Rambam. It's because Misofik, it's Machlokes, we make a Shahakul. So he says in Joseph Hanokas, I don't understand. Tea is certainly Shahakul, and Sugar is maybe Adoma, maybe Eight, maybe Shahakul. Better make the Shahakul on the tea and cover the sugar. That's his question. And I'd like to mention Hashem. Bimyashev, the Maiserav of the Chofetz Chaim as well. But let's start back to what the bracha on tea is. So, on tea, one makes a shahakal, yeah? The sheikh can end over there. Simple and straightforward. But it's not simple at all. In the poskim, there's major arguments. Just to begin with Achronim, and then I'm going to go to the Gemaras and the Rishonim. But there's a tshuva of the Ponim Iris, who's one of the very important poskim. The Rebbe of the Reunion in Eibshitz, Rameir Eisenstadt, and he says that the tea should be Adoma. Tea should be Adoma. And he explains why tea should be Adoma. There's two chuvas about it. He wrote one chuva, and then the Shvus Yaakov was another, the Chok Yaakov, one of the important poskim of the time, had a chuva to argue with him. So he writes a chuva back to explain that it's Adoma. He says, oh, but the minhag is to make a shahakul a maisa, and he tries to discuss whether there's room for that minhag. He's made that when he was in Frankfurt, he was a rov in Worms and other places. When he was in Frankfurt, he saw the Maharsha Shach, it's called one of the Rabbonim of the time, making Adom on tea. And I said to him that the minhag is to make Shahakul, but he argued with me and he says a minhag that wasn't created by Chachomim is not a minhag, and the correct bracha is Adom. So we have this Machloikas Achronim. It's a major Machloikas, I mentioned some of the names. Where does it all begin? Where does it all begin? So there's a Gemara. There's a Gemara in case of Mavorachin and Daflamites that says, Omer of Papa, Maya the Silka Kasilka. If you cook beetroots in water, so the brocha on that water is Kasilka, the same brocha as the beetroot. You make Adoma on the water, on Borish. On Borish you make Adoma, that's what the Gemara says. When we mention Gemaras, if we're not carrying any detail through Lemaisa, so there's machloikson that come along the way, so borscht isn't so posh that it's Adoma. But the Gemara says, Mai de silka kasilka, Mai de lifto, water that you cook lefes in, water that you cook turnips in is kalifto. And Mai de kulushalki kulushalki. The water that you cook any vegetable, you cook it in water, that water's Adoma. Not if you eat the vegetable. If you cook carrots in water, not if you eat the carrot. If you drink the water, that water's Adoma. That's what the Gemara says. And Al-Assar, Tosis has a question, and I imagine some people are thinking of that question. Tosis says, I don't understand. The Gemara just one daf earlier says, Mepe Rezeya Be'alm. That fruit juice, we look at it like Zeya. Zeya means, what's
Steam.
Steam, okay. Maybe steam. It's a derivative of a fruit. It's not the fruit itself. The Gemara is talking about, the Gemara says you have a fruit which is truma, so the meperis, if you squeeze it, the juice that comes out won't have the din of truma. It loses the state of truma. Because it's not the fruit. The meperis is not the fruit. And the Gemara says the same thing would be for the bracha. The bracha would be shahakol. It doesn't say so explicitly, but all the Rishonim understand the Gemara to be saying so. The bracha would be shahakol on meperis. So Tosfos says, I don't understand. If I cook the carrot or another vegetable in water, the water's adoma. It's water. It has the taste of the fruit, the ta'am of the fruit of the vegetable. And when it comes to fruit juice, orange juice, where there's no water there, it's only the juice of the orange, over there I'm going to make her eat shahakol. It doesn't make sense. That's Tosfos' question. And Tosfos says, v'yesh l'chalik. Without explaining, you can make a chilik. There's a chilik. You can understand that this is adoma, and yet this is shahakol. Okay, what's the chilik? So in the Rishonim, most of the Rishonim ask this question, the steer between these two Gemaras. And there's different ways, different mahalchim, they have different approaches how to answer it. And each way you answer it will come up with different halacha lemaisa, different dinim, different nafka minas. And, we'll get there. We'll discuss. We'll put it to the tea at the end. Yeah. So you have like this. You have the begins with the Rosh. You learn your Gemara, Shvera Gemara. The first thing you'll do is turn to the Rosh. And the Rosh says, I'll tell you the difference. He asks the same kasha of Jesus. Even though the water, Yeshlam Raktama Yerokas, only has the taste of the vegetable, we still make Adoma, and yet on Meperus, the fruit juice, vegetable juice, we say Shahakol. So the Rosh says, you can't compare them, because when you cook the vegetable in water, The tam apri goes into the water. The taste of the fruit goes into the water. The taste of the vegetable goes into the water. And the Torah doesn't, the Rosh doesn't explain further, but the Torah teaches up his father, and it says, Masha'enke, when you squeeze a fruit, the taste doesn't go in. Okay, it's a little difficult to understand, but I think the pshat is like this. I think the pshat is like this, that orange juice, the juice might be, the taste of the juice might be very similar to the orange. It might even be identical to the orange. But it's not the taste of the flesh of the orange going into the juice. It's the taste of the juice. And the juice, we don't look at it like the fruit. The fruit is the flesh of the fruit, if that's the right word. The fruit is, that's considered the pre. The juice might be very similar, it might have the same taste, but it's zeil, it's a derivative. It doesn't have the din of the fruit itself. So it's shahakal, it might be the same taste, similar taste, but it's shahakal. It's not the taste of the fruit in the juice. It's its own taste, which is similar or identical. When it comes to, when you cook a carrot or any other vegetable in water, the taste of the flesh of the carrot, the taste of the actual vegetable, goes into the water. And therefore, it gets the bracha of the fruit or vegetable.
If you cook the orange.
So, the Rosh goes on to say, ve'efsher, and perhaps, if you cook the huadin, and the poskim seem to take it more than ve'efsher, according to the Shittas HaRosh, huadin, if you go and cook an orange in water, the water will be oait. According to the Rosh, if that's the way the halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rosh, takes on all the opinions of all the Rishonim over here. If you cook pears in water, the water becomes oit. Pear juice, you squeeze it, it's charcoal, but the water becomes oit. That's the Shittas HaRosh. Yeah.
Isn't there a general rule that if you don't eat the fruit in the way that most people eat it, then you make a charcoal?
That's correct.
That's a nicker. It's not a nicker.
You're saying it's how? Right.
If you cook a vegetable and you drink the water, that's not the normal way of eating vegetables.
Okay, so let's move on to the Rashba, and that will hopefully help a little bit, as far as your rule is concerned. I will point out that rule, again, the reason when a vegetable loses or a fruit loses its form, you make a shahakol, is not because that's the choladeus. It's a machloikas harashonim, the Rambam Ladugma holds it retains its bracha as much as you grind it, since there are opinions in the Rashonim that would hold that it loses its bracha, so we make a shahakol because of the sofik. So therefore, the rule doesn't have to fit with the approach of all the Rashonim. Right, but for example, if we're moving on, we have this the steer and the two gemaras. So the next in line would be the Rashba. Yeah, if you learn the Rosh on the bottom, the Tosfos Yom Tov brings the Rashba. It's Yosef, it's a Meresh Beis. The Rashba says, I have a different way to answer the two gemaras. He says it's not because over here the Maya the Shilka, the vegetable water. It's not because you've cooked the vegetable, and here it's because you've squeezed it. It's nothing to do. He says when you plant vegetables. When you plant vegetables, the das, the intention when you plant them is in order to cook them and have a soup with them. And therefore, in your words, that is the form of the vegetable. The carrot water, the carrot soup, that is the way the vegetable looks. In other words, you're saying the correct form. What's the correct form? The question is, what's the way of eating it? The way of eating it is to cook it and have the water with it. And therefore, since that's the das, when you cook the vegetable, says the Rashba, therefore the water is hadama. When it comes to peiros, he says, kiven de les darke le mishlake. It's not normal to cook them. But les darke le mishlake. And it's not normal to squeeze them. Fruit juice is a relatively recent phenomenon, it seems. Yeah? In the Gemara, you clearly didn't drink fruit juices. It wasn't normal to squeeze a fruit. So when you planted it, that wasn't the intention that you were planning, that wasn't what you planned to get out of it. So therefore, says the Rashba, the bracha is shahakol. So it's not a question of have you squeezed, is it a fruit or a vegetable? It's not a question of did you squeeze it or did you cook it? The question is, when it was planted, what did you have in mind? Yeah. Point out, interesting enough to Minna, according to the Rashba, today they say that most oranges, certainly in America, are planted in order to make orange juice. So that was the kavanah when you planted the oranges. So according to the Rashba, when you drink your cup of Tropicana, the correct bracha will be eight. Now according to the Rosh, it doesn't have the taste of the fruit. So it's going to be shahakal. So the mighty of machloikas, you're going to make a shahakal. Right? You're going to make a shahakal. But according to the Rashba, it's eight. Why is it important to know? Because let's assume that you just had an apple, and you made an eight on your apple, and now I'm about to drink my orange juice, I can't make a shahakal anymore. If it's an eight, according to the Rashba, it's already covered. So many points can point out that if you're having pure orange juice, certainly made in America, then you have to make sure not to avoid this problem. If you're made of eights, you can't go and make a shakal on the orange juice, because according to Rashba, it doesn't deserve a bracha. You already made the bracha.
So it's the manufacturer who is going to tell you what bracha you have to make.
Machloek is in the place of exactly how to measure it. The Mogen Avraham seems to say that you go with roiv. You go with what roiv of this fruit is planted. But you go with roiv what this individual fruit is planted for. So if this individual fruit or vegetable is planted in order to cook, then it has, according to the Rashba, then whether you cook it or squeeze it, the din is for eight or adoma. And if the roiv of this vegetable is planted, eat alone, not cooked, then or squeezed.
Orange from concentrate, would that
also be alright? No, there you can make it. Either way, you can. No, they're not. Yeah.
What about cherry liquor or various fruits that are made from fruits?
So, beyond the scope of this here. Okay. And I want to do one more shitta, the shitta of the Mordechai. There's perhaps other Rishonim that are important, but the clock is our biggest enemy. I'm going to do the shitta of the Mordechai. The Mordechai answers the two Gemaras differently. The Mordechai says, it's nothing to do with here being a fruit and here being a vegetable, and it's nothing to do with here you've squeezed it and here you've cooked it, it's nothing to do with what the intention was when you planted it. He says, you know why on vegetable soup, when you cook vegetables and water, you make adoma? Because it's a food. It's not a drink, it's a food. You eat the water, you don't drink the water. You eat it together with a vegetable. You eat the soup.
Nothing washed, you don't eat the vegetable. Benochanami,
according to Mordechai, it would be different perhaps, yeah? That's true, only if it's eaten as a soup, according to Mordechai. Whereas, when you have a fruit, the fruit juice, you drink it. And that's why it's shakel. A drink is always shakel. That's the teretz of the Mordechai. A food is always hadoma or eitz, according to them, and a drink is always shakel. The truth is, a number of Rishonim say the same as the Mordechai, but not to answer this question, to answer a different question. Both the Tosfos, in case of Markham and the Radioina, both say the same vort to answer a different question. Why is beer shahakala not mazonos or hadomo, beer made out of barley? And Toysos has three terutzim in the Radioina, also has a number of terutzim, and one of them is, he says, a drink is always shahakal. So the same vort as this Mordechai. Okay, now let's move to tea. So what would be the bracha on tea? So let's think ourselves a little bit. According to the Mordechai, straightforward. A drink is shahakal. But according to the Rosh, I've taken tea leaves, which grow on the ground, hadomo, and I've cooked them in water, so the taste comes out. When you cook something, the taste comes out into the water. So therefore, according to the Rosh, it would be like Omei Shlokas, it would be hadomo. According to the Rashba, what's the intention when you plant the tea leaves? It's in order to make tea. So that is the form of this food. So according to the Rashba, again, the tea should be hadomo. Yeah, we pointed out before that according to a number of poskim, sugar should be ho'et, according to the Bahag and others, and the Tosfos Hadoma, according to other poskim. It's all the same thing. The Primogodin points out that according to the Rosh, the sugar has the taste of the sugar, it's been cooked, and therefore it would be Hadoma, or ho'et. And according to the Rashba, also that's the intention. So again, the same thing. We mentioned the sugar. That this is mentioned earlier that we'd explain it. Once we've explained the tea, that's the Hesber. So l'choira, tea, so it's a major machlokes Rishonim. Maybe I'll go further and say a number of the Rishonim, and amongst them the Ponim Iris that we mentioned, and the Chedush HaTzema Tzedek has the same Svara, that even according to the Mordechai, tea would be Adoma. Why? The Mordechai says that if it's a drink, it's charcoal. He says, yeah, if you take a carrot, which is a food, and you turn it into a drink, then it's charcoal. But over here, the only way you eat tea is through a drink. So that is the form of this thing, so then it's Adoma.
Nobody eats the leaves.
Nobody eats the leaves. So this is the only way it's eaten. So there's a svara to say that even the Rashba says you look what's it growing for. The Mordechai says you look, is it a food or drink? But a number of the Achronim say that perhaps even according to the Mordechai it should be Adomo, because that's the only way it's eaten. Perhaps a food that becomes a drink turns into shakel. It goes down a level. But if it's a chetchila supposed to be a drink, and that's the only form that this thing takes on, so then perhaps even according to the Mordechai it should be Adomo. So it's not... Okay. So when we say what's the bracha on tea... It's a machlokes. Now, Lamaisa, you're going to make a shakel. Let me point out, it's not so poshut. There are other tzodim to make a shakel on tea. First of all, there is a mahalach of Shosyakov. I pointed out that Shosyakov argues with Eponim Iris, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav also takes his mahalach and builds it very beautifully. And they explain chiddush, another way of understanding Rishonim, which isn't the simple way of understanding Rishonim, it's a machudish takeaway, but we won't be able to go through it, that according to all the Rishonim, the tea would be shakel. Which is a Mchudishtik Mahalach. But according to the simple understanding of the Rishonim, and many of the poets can go with that, then tea is the Cholapachos, a Sophic. So we're going to make a Shakel on the tea. But it's a Sophic. It's a Sophic because it might be Ho'adomo. So therefore this, yes?
If it's 99.9% water,
well,
anything else except charcoal.
Okay, because the taste is of the vegetable is given into, you're not drinking it for water, you're drinking it for the taste that it has. Let me first say, that our point is going to say your point. That the whole Gemara that says, may shlokas, cooked vegetables, is only when a very strong taste comes in.
Thick vegetables,
so yeah, they don't, not thick, we're not talking about when you ground the vegetables, we're talking about the water, but they say shlokas. Shlokas means to be overcooked. If a very strong taste has come in, so then the ikkar is the taste, that's what you're after, and the
you drink it as well.
Huh?
If you have instant tea, you drink it.
It's still 99%.
Okay, yeah. That's right. You don't always follow Roiv. You don't always follow Roiv to decide Ikka B'Tofel. That's this Gemara. The Gemara says, I mean, Roiv is in certain cases you follow Roiv. But this Gemara, when you cook vegetables, the water becomes Adama, it gets the thing of the fruit. If you give me another half an hour, any offers? Yeah. Then we'd go through your question more carefully. It's a good question you're asking.
I've run out of tea.
Huh? Okay. So either way, it's l'choira tea. We make a shahakal, but it's misafik. So this fellow who started his morning every day with a banana and then a tea, if he makes the brocha adom on the banana, bananas are adom. It's a sif in Shulchan Aruch muziash, which they say muziash in Arabic is a banana. It's a muziash b'vorach on a very pure adoma. It's a fruit. A banana is adoma. The emesis is also not so poshut, but again, that's another shay. Our boys are going to say bananas are sofik, eight sofik adoma. But a meiser, if it's eight adoma, you make it adoma. So banana, you make adoma. He makes adoma. If his tea is adoma, he's covered. He's over. He's already been yotzer. So he can't anymore make a shahakal. So what you're going to say, maybe make adom and have kavona not to cover the shakel. It's not cover. That's a machloekas of poiskim whether you can do that. There is a mishpat zov in simulation alef sukkot and base that says so. But they say it's a machloekas of poiskim of prichodesh to ashore in hil shchita. Whether if I make a can I make a shakel on one item and have in mind not to cover the second item? I'm making a shakel on a piece of meat and I don't want to cover the piece of chicken. That's an extra bracha for no reason. It could be both items are adomo. The bananas are adomo and the teas are adomo. So not necessarily can I do that. So the Primogotan says you can, but they say it's machalik zepoiskim. Not so simple. So I told him that I think it's better to first make a shahakol on the tea, and then make adomo on the banana, in order not to put yourself into this sofik. But maybe people are thinking, 1 minute, but isn't the shahakol a brocha keleles? The shahakol covers everything. And if I make a shahakol first, then maybe it covers the adomo. And some people also think that's the reason for the order of the brachas. First of all, it's not the reason for the order of the brachas. The reason for the order of the brachas is because whenever you have a more specific bracha, a more specific praise, it's a greater praise to Hashem, so you say it first, yeah?
Priority.
That's right. It is an order of brachas, but that's right. It's because priority, because it's more chosh of this bracha. Yeah. What about, does shaka cover that dom? Is that an issue? So the truth is, it's mefurish in the Rishonim. The Gemara says that if you have a tznoin v'zayis, mevorech al zeh v'choyz and mevorech al zeh, you have a radish and an olive. So the Gemara says that sometimes you'd first make a broch on the radish, and then make a broch on the olive. And the Gemara says, Rashi says, what do you mean? The radish shows a domo, and the olive is a eight. And if you make a domo, the Mishnah says, you've covered the eight. Says Rashi, no. That's all when you make a domo on the apple, on the olive. If you make a domo on her eight, so then it covers her eight. However, if you make a domo on her domo, if I make a domo on a cucumber, that doesn't cover the apple. Rabbeinu Yehuda says that a little bit different than Rashi. It's machloikus Rashi Rabbeinu Yehuda. Rabbeinu Yehuda says if you have a favorite kavona when you eat the cucumber, you make hadoma. If you eat the radish, make hadoma. If you specifically have in mind that this hadoma should also be covering the eight, then it will cover it. But generally, I make hadoma on a cucumber, although I'm planning to eat the eight, it doesn't cover the eight. So either way, all the Rishonim agree that in normal circumstances, I make a hadoma on a hadoma, it doesn't cover eight, and if I make a shahakol on a shahakol, it won't cover the hadoma. Straightforward. So I told them you can make a shahakol on the tea first, and a hadoma afterwards on the thing. Now, the shinui of Seder of the brachas, is it worthwhile to change over the order of brachas in order to get out of a shaila? So that's a complicated noisa, but certainly according to many, many poiskim, that would be the way forward. To change the order of the brachas in order to get out of a shaila. However, if you think about it over here, really it's not so simple. Because, let's think for a moment. If you make a shahakol on shahakol, it doesn't cover hadoma, right? It doesn't cover eight, I agree. What happens if I make a shahakol on ha'adomo? Does it cover the next ha'adomo? In other words, let's think a bit of this. If I make a, If I make a shahakol covers everything, right? If I make a shahakol on a piece of cucumber, it covers it. That's clear. If I make a shahakol on the cucumber, it covers. If I make a shahakol on meat, it doesn't cover. If I make a shahakol on the cucumber, it covers. Does it cover the first bite of cucumber only or also the second bite? Well, of course it covers also the second bite of cucumber, the third bite of cucumber. Does it also cover the tomato that I'm going to eat afterwards? Without kavana, there's a svara to say, well, listen, I've made a shahakol on hadoma, so it's covered all hadomas. If I make the Rabbeinu Yoyada and Rashi both agree that if you make a shahakol on shahakol, it doesn't cover ha'adoma. But if you make a shahakol on ha'adoma, well, we know it covers more than the bite that I've taken, so perhaps it covers all of the ha'adoma. Over here, it might be that the tea is really ha'adoma. Right, let's think what's happening over here. The tea might be ha'adoma, right? We said it's even according to Rav Rishonim l'chayra ha'adoma. So it comes out he didn't make a shahakol, and the question is, does it cover his banana? He's made a shahakol on ha'adoma, on a tea. Well, maybe that does cover the banana. Okay, so that's something we need to find a raya this way or that way, right? For that shaila. And again, I'm going to leave it, just at least bring up the shaila. But I'd like to finish with the shaila that we began with the Maaseh Rav of the Chofetz Chaim. That he would make a brocha on the sugar, and then he would drink the tea. So Rav Moshe Sharmach says, I don't understand. Sugar is a sophic, like we saw, it's a major machloikas. And tea is shakel. First of all, I don't understand why he says so. As we saw, tea is also a major machloikas. That's A. But granted that sugar is a bigger machloikas. Granted that sugar, there's even more svara not to make a shahakol. It's only shittas a Rambam, clearly only shittas a Rambam.
And what does the shittas that do? Depends
where it comes from, sugar cane or sugar beet. That's also true. That's a bi'alocha that goes through, that depends where the sugar comes from, yeah. Yeah. But we're discussing, let's say, from sugar cane, yeah. So granted that it's true, that the sugar is a sophig and it's not really a shahakol. He says he should have made shahakol on the tea. On the contrary, because sugar is a sophic, that's why you want to make the bracha specifically on the sugar. If the sugar might be adoma, it might be eitz, it might be shakel. If I make a shakel on something else, on something which is certainly shakel, so that if the sugar is shakel, I've covered it. But if the sugars are eitz, and if the sugars are adoma, I haven't covered it. And if I have kavana, then according to Rabbeinu Yoyada, I have it. If I don't have kavana, and according to Rashi, I still haven't. I don't have kavana according to everybody. If I make a shakel on shakel, I haven't covered something which isn't shakel. The sugar might be adoma. So he understands whenever you have something which is a sofek, maybe a shakel, maybe a doma, maybe a eight, make the shakel on something else. On the contrary, when you have something which is a sofek, make the shakel on that. Yeah? And this is something which is quite common, different shilas. Chocolate. What's the broch on chocolate? So again, people know the broch on chocolate shakel. Over here it's not... And the MS is, many of the recent, the modern defoiskim struggle, why in the world should chocolate be shakel? L'choyrit should be your eights. In a nutshell, the svara is, along the lines of the Rashba that we said before, that this is the purpose, when you plant it, this is how it's supposed to look, this is its form. So chocolate should be eights. And over here, Pashas, it's a Gemara Mephoreshes. The Gemara says, Hai humlasa, da osu mibay hundoi. A certain kind of food, which was crushed psomim, crushed spices, that you mix with a lot of honey, etc., etc. And the Gemara says that the brachos are adomo. It's crushed, it's totally lost its form, and it's mixed with a lot of sugar, a lot of honey. And yet the brachos are adomo, says the Gemara, because that was the purpose. From Astasha explains it that all the Gemara and Freshers and Lachoyri chocolate looks identical. The situation, the Matthias by chocolate looks identical. So chocolate's also sophic. So you have the same situation. Now the Poiskim give different Tirutzim, modern day Poiskim, to find why it might be shakel. Not why it's shakel. Why maybe according to one reason it's shakel. And if so, you make a shakel with sophic. So we make a shakel, that's the minute. Shrim Zalman said that's the minute. We'll go with the minute. We make a shakel with chocolate. But not because according to all days it's shakel. It's probably hoits. But according to one day, it might be shakel. According to the Rambam, maybe you can learn a shakel. According to you can maybe find a svara that according to some of the Rishonim, it's shakel. So it'll make a shakel misophic, okay? But it's still a sophic. When you're having chocolate with something else, so you say chocolate is a sophic. I'm going to make a brocha on my coffee, which is a vada. By the way, coffee is similar shayla to tea. It's also a sophic. So okay. But I'm going to make a brocha on the vada. What's a vada? Stuck, right? Okay. But yeah, you're going to make a brocha not on the chocolate, but on the cheese, huh?
Apple before the chocolate,
so
what do you do?
An apple before the chocolate's a problem. I wouldn't make an eight after making an apple before a chocolate. I wouldn't make a shakel, I'm sorry, on the chocolate. I'd make a shakel on something else. But either way, when you have a chocolate and a cup of milk, which is shakel, so you would think, okay, the milk is clear, let's make the shakel on the milk. No, specifically make the shakel on the chocolate, besides the shakel chovev, specifically make the shakel on chocolate because it's a sophic. And like the Chofetz Chaim did, that he made the shakel on the sugar because it's a sophic. Have a good day. Sure.
Amen.